Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Care to Read Room, or welcome to Oracles by Omiinka. And I'd like to thank you so very much for joining me this evening on the Stars and Stripes night. Hasn't it been a night with all of the fireworks just booming in the air, and they're still shooting fireworks behind me, if you care to listen. I'd like to say thank you so much for joining me and hanging out with me today on this holiday. And we did have a few guest hosts that were going to be a part of the show because all of the fireworks left, they decided to leave and go home. Now, once again, I'd like to say thank you. And to all of my old friends, I say Habaragani. And to my new friends, I say, what's up? It's the 4th of July. It's the Stars and Stripes. And boy, are the fireworks and yeah, if you hear anything, it's just me and the fireworks. I'd like to welcome each one of you. And our topic is a hot one tonight. And I'm piggybacking off of some other topics that I've heard recently. And one of those topics is debriefing yourself from Christianity. And I'll be talking to you, giving you information from the hip, because I once had to debrief myself from Christianity as well. So let me just start off by saying that some of us have come in to understanding of the hype, and we realize what is really going on, and we've now decided to give our membership card back to the churches, and we have decided to come out of the Christianity and look for a faith that might be more closely related to our own culture. And that's African American. You hear the stars and stripes in the back. I want you to know that these stars and stripes are everywhere. And if you can hear the voice. On a very important day, all of this stuff happened. And back on the 4th of July, the stars and stripes were for a purpose. And we're still doing the doggone thing. I like to just say that if you are one of those who are in the process of looking for what do you do when you debrief yourself from Christianity and you try to embrace an African religion, what are some of the things that you do? Now, I like to start off by saying that we know that the Eurocentric teaching came from Christianity. However, a lot of us love the music, and we even love the sermons as well and the dancing. But as you begin to debrief yourself from some of the lies, and let's just start off by pointing out some of the lies. For one, we were told that we were wretched. We were told that there was no good thing about this heart and that we were found putrefied in our own ways. And you, as well as I, know that we were divine. Yet, that's right, we were divine. We had divinity on our heads, but nobody wants to tell us that we were divine. They want to constantly say that we are damaged goods, and by one man's sin, we all entered into death. Now, if God was a just God, he would not allow one person to destroy all mankind because of their follies or their mistakes. So I am led to believe that that's one of the things that drove me away, because if we have the essence of God, then we must be pure in heart, and we must have characteristics and likeness of God. So how could we be putrefied? How could we be damaged good? Found out that that was the biggest lie that the church could ever tell. And it drove me further and further away. And then when I heard that all of our sins, that we could not work hard enough to allow our sins to be forgiven, and that our sins were not given forgiven through works, but Jesus was the mercy seat that allowed all of our sins to be under the mercy seat, and that we would be forgiven for everything we could have ever possibly doing, ever possibly did. Now, I'm wondering, why is there still sin on the earth if we have been forgiven and he died as the ultimate mercy seat? Then one would think that he died in vain, because there's still sin on this plane. Once again, a misnomer that teaches us that we know are not true or can't possibly be true. Now, as we look back over who Jesus is supposed to be an example of, he's an example of a way shower. He came to show us 30 years of how to walk out the salvation. He was not the ultimate way, but he was one of the ways, and there were many other ways as well. But we've got all this going on in the churches, and people are not thinking. But now I'm beginning to see more and more people's ears are perking up, and they're thinking about what are these lies that are being told, and how can I possibly believe this all my life, through Sunday school all the way up to my adulthood? And I wondered the same thing. But you just can't take things out of your life and debrief yourself without replacing it with something else. And I know it's very, very important for us who love the music, who love the brethren, and who also love the fellowship to just walk away, especially if we've been in the choir singing and music has been in our lives and in our church for eons upon eons. We just can't walk away. We need to have something to replace it. Now, some of the things that you can look forward to replacing with meditation. It needs to be replaced in your heart, because really, truly, the meditation will allow you to commune with God. That's right. You get to know the mind of God by sitting with God and yourself, because God was placed on your head. When you press God forward, he shows up in you. To show up, he has placed himself in you. And don't think you're going to go skipping into glory to talk to the Creator God who created us, because he has a hierarchy. He has a hierarchy, a channel, and a chain of command that you have to go through. You can never embrace him. He is combustible fire. He is ratified energy, the God that created this earth. So therefore, you will not embrace that God. But those people that are thinking, I want to embrace the Creator, that is a fallacy and farthest from the truth. That God is the one that created the earth. He has no other affairs with this earth other than the fact that he created it. He placed himself in you, and he clothed himself, which was ratified fire, into matter so you can embrace him. That's the only way you can embrace him, is through embracing yourself and pressing him, she or it, forward. Now, we've got to get that clear, because we've got God so mixed up. We've got God. We've made God into a schizophrenic. Yes, we know God is in everything, but we also know that God has a nature. And understanding that he has a nature would mean that he has a like character of ourselves. But you got so many people believe now God wouldn't do that. Now, God wouldn't say that. But if you don't know the mind of God, you can't very well say what God will or won't do. So we've got a misconception of who God is and how God is represented in our life. And the best thing we could do is sit with ourselves to get to know God better. And in sitting with ourselves, we press God. Now, we have to allow us to summon God. Meditation allows God to come forward in our life and for us to commune with him. Now, why all the praying? Why do we have to constantly act like God is a bellhop? We're always standing in the need of prayer, begging God for this and begging God for this. If God knows our needs and he knows our whereabouts, why do we have to do this constant begging? Well, it's not necessary. It is not. Because when you sit with God and get to know God and the mind of God, God will know your every need. But you also are communing with God through meditation, through sitting quietly and chanting possibly, and letting God permeate your mind and your body. So we definitely have got to add meditation and chanting into our regimen. We can no longer sit in the church and jump up and down and spend our whole life dancing. Yes, I know David danced out of his clothes and he was a man after God's own heart. That is very true. But we've been doing too much dancing, and too frequently of dances will cause us not to hear from God, because we're too noisy and we won't be able to hear from the Godhead. So sit still with God sometime. Let him speak to you. Let him talk through you. And it's very vital that we debrief ourselves in a certain type of way, because any time you debrief yourself too rapidly, that toxification can back up and it reverses itself and causes a problem for us. When you come off of anything too soon, you must gradually do it. And Christianity is one of those things that we have to take our time and debrief ourselves from. Why? Why? Who gave it to us? So remember, we were the ones that created religion, and we gave it to the non-Melanite man to help civilize him and her and to help develop reasoning in them. But they have taken this material, reworded it, revamped it, repackaged it, and given it to us, and we've embraced it as if it's something brand new. And boy, have we embraced that Bible even more so than the man that we had intended to give it to. And we have taken this Bible thing to another level. We've got to stop taking every word literally and understand that God himself didn't come down here to earth and write that Bible verbatim. nor did Jesus write it verbatim. There's just a few scriptures in the red category that he actually wrote. And the men that actually claim to have been inspired, yes, they had an inspiration. You know what an inspiration is. You get inspired to write something, and you and I both can get inspired at any given time. But no one is inspired at the same time, and they all of the disciples did not write the Bible at the same time. It was piecemeal and written by several different men. And on occasion, Jesus' brother James also wrote letters, if people would care to know. James was one of the ones that they did not want anyone to know that was Jesus' brother. Yet he wrote epistolary letters to the church. Now, we must get this thing clear. See, the Bible on one hand can contradict itself. And on the other hand, you can make it say something completely different. But we've got to come clean with this thing because we're becoming so controversial in our arguments over what is right and what is wrong. And you've got a lot of black people fighting and constantly in torment over should they take the Bible literally or should they take it at its face value. Well, I'll say this to you, African Americans. Came out of slavery, they used that Bible to whip us into shape and to keep us conformed to something. And they're still using that Bible decades later to keep us conformed. So in essence, we are still locked into slavery. If you want to get out of slavery, you're going to have to give the book back. That's right. Give the book back. Because in you is salvation. And what comes out of you is salvation. The word will root up in you and grow. And you'll become the living epistle. You'll become the church. And the word was always in you. The word was with God, and it was always in you. So no amount of books can contain God in a biblio book. There's not enough pages to contain who God really is. Did you actually think you could contain God within one biblio book? Then God would be limited. There is not enough pages in any book that can contain God. So that is another misnomer. Don't think that one book is going to be your guidance. There are many books that need to be cross-referenced. The Strong Concordian, Hebrews Honey, and many, many more. We must understand that the guided book that we had created and prepared was for those who were savages and needed direction. But we cannot afford to let someone else take the book we wrote for them and turn it around and give it to us, and then we take it at face value. That's why we have so many problems in our community, because we are not really understanding the mind of God. And even over in the book of Matthew, it said no one has heard the voice of God. No one at any given time. So we don't know the mind of God. But if you sit and spend time with yourself, you'll get to know the mind of God. But the real question is, who are you let leading your life today? Who are you let guiding your life today? Do we understand that we are God? You are God, little children, and you have overcome them. And God exists within you. And if you really want God to show up, get in our situation and press God forward and call him, he or she, forward during a crisis. And that's when God will show up. But we've got the fault, we got some vague idea that God is a multiplicity of things. What God is to you, he might not be to me. Because God has given our very own personal God that resides on our head. And if God wants to speak to me, he does not have to tell you what it is he wants to tell me. So for you soothsayers and prophets out there saying, I got a word for God this morning. God told me to tell you something to you. He has every opportunity to speak to you, only if you sit still long enough and listen. But we've got to get out of this church thing because it's destroying us as a people. That's right. We are the most religious people of all people of the race. The melanin-rich people are the most religious, and we have the most confusion and most problems going on in our community because we are walking around with half the story. Yes, God is love, and yes, Jesus loves you, and yes, you must love God because he first loved you, but you first got to love yourself because God resists and rules and abides within you. But we got to come out of this reality and all of the false truths that are in there, we've got to point them out quickly. And you can no longer keep pressing everything together, covering it up without addressing. People are waking up now, and they want to know about this man-made book and who created it for us. And was it invented to keep us in slavery and further suppress us? If it was, then we need to leave it alone. Now, me being an evangelist and being trained in the church and being given the right hand of fellowship, you would think that I'd be the last to say this. But I have had enough of man-made religion. I've had enough of people fixing this thing up to tie us up and to bind us in another form of slavery. We've got to be loose. And we got to be loose right away. And we can no longer keep ourselves in slavery or others around us that we love. We got to free ourselves through debriefing ourselves of religion. And I mean all forms of traditional religion. If need be, spend time in your corner or your prayer closet with God. And finding the Godhead within you can no longer think that the music is what's driving us to bring the Holy Ghost on. We can no longer think that it's the preacher who is responsible for our sins and who's going to rule us and guide us. We can no longer think that we can get to heaven through our preacher. It's very vital that you should understand that religion is now causing a lot of problems in the black community. For one, they're giving up their money and they're making tithes and offering that comes from the Old Testament. And the Old Testament was abolished when they brought grace and mercy. Even Moses told us that. But yet we're still pressing people to give their 10%. We're still pressing them to come into church and give all that they own. We have to understand that people are going to have to learn the fellowship on an individual basis. And then we come together in a communal style when we summons our ancestors. The only thing we know for sure is that our ancestors, our mothers, and our fathers are the ones that love us. And we know that our ancestors will never leave us and that their spirit is so ever more present around us. They told us to always remember them. They told us to call their name. They told us to pour libation in a ritual on behalf of them. They told us to take a little bit with us, Eli, and let them pick us up and carry us, and they will deliver us. That is who lives. It lives in you, not in some atmosphere, not in some cave, not in some submerged water, but within each and every one of us. And we've got to stop this nonsense. Our children are looking at us saying, what is wrong with us? How come we are still teaching this half-baked, institutionalized teaching to young people who don't want to hear it anymore? They are awake. You cannot lull them to sleep anymore. And a large portion of us are waking up anyway. And if we don't come to our senses and realize that you develop your religion out of your culture, your religion and your denomination. It doesn't have to have a name on it. It is something that you do ritualistically on your own. And all of these names of these religions have been man-made and created by man. And don't you think they work? God didn't come down here out of heaven and create them. He doesn't know anything about religion, as a matter of fact, and neither does Jesus know anything about Christianity. If you mention Christianity to Jesus, he wouldn't have a clue what you're talking about because he wasn't a Christian himself. But it's very vital that you should understand that now is the time to wake up. And we've got to give all of these broken religions back. And we've got to decide for ourselves that we're African. And if we don't do anything else, we must be African. Africans also meditate, and they chant, and they call on the spirit. Call on the spirits, Eli, and they sit with the spirits, and they commune with the spirit. That is what we are not doing enough of. We do not have enough rituals and traditions from our. And ever since I've been on this air, I've been talking to you about being African above all. Once you become African and function in your African way, your religion will automatically come, and it will naturally come because it is already in you to be spiritual, and it's in you to love the God that exists within you. Now, a lot of this stuff we're doing is unnecessary. A lot of it is far unnecessary, and we have to, got to come to conclusion that this form of church is not for the African. It has bounded us. It has kept us in slavery, and it has further seek to destroy our community. If we don't use it to help us to develop our black men, and if these churches are not going to create programs for black men so that they can stand on their own 2 feet and that they can work by the sweat of their brows, then those churches are no good for our men. And women, you go to church to learn to praise God, not to get a husband and not to go and be the minister's wife or his mistress. We have got to come out of this situation about us going to church to find a husband. God said it's a good thing for a man to find a wife. Now, scripture has been misconstrued. It has been read to us inappropriately, and it has also left something to be desired. And we're finding that nobody is really housing the Holy Ghost or the spirituality in within their loins. You find church within yourself, and you find the spirituality within yourself. But know this, that your particular people always want to be the ones that care for you. And that's your mother and your father. After they made their transition, you still make contact with them. Don't just leave them and forget about who your mother and your father is. Always acknowledge who they are. And you call their names periodically and remembrance of them. And you acknowledge them. And if you don't do anything but set a table for them, a place for them, acknowledge them. Because they're the ones who are the sum total of why you came. They are the ones that care for you. They're the ones who are going to assist you, and they're the ones who are going to aid you. And believe it or not, if you don't acknowledge them, you will find that they will begin to wonder, are you truly representing them? Do you realize that they are the reason that you came, and they are living for you? And don't think that they're not. They're living for you, and they want to make sure that you remember who they are at all times. Now, I've said a mouthful. I want you to understand that religion has caused us a lot of problems, and we really, really need to think about what do we need to do to make a change. What do we need to do to make a change? Let's take a station identification. All right, ladies and gentlemen, now you've been hearing from Omienka 7, and I'm bringing you something special on the 4th of July, and we have been looking at stars and stripes in the sky all evening. There has been flames bursting in the air, and there has been explosions all over the city here in Gary, Indiana, and we've had a great experience with the fireworks today, and we also, what are the things that African Americans need to do in order to walk away from this man-made religion that was given to us by Eurocentric teachings. Yes, it has been given to us, and I know this for a fact. I spent 2 years training to be a minister. Yes, I did acquire their credentials and found out that I needed further training. So I had to go and train up under the chief and become a priestess in order to get further information and knowledge. I found out that the God that had given us was truly not for the African American. And I also found out that some of the things that they were introducing us to were really devastating to our black race. And it further seeks to suppress us and keep us in bondage. We are now waking up from the slumber. We have been anesthetized and we're waking up and we're learning about the gods that exist within us. And we're learning how to press God forward through sitting with ourselves in meditation and communing with our ancestors. And these are the things that you only should be looking for, communing with your ancestors and meditating on God. That is a religion within itself. And that is enough for someone to spend their time doing. Some things we're spending our time doing in these churches are taking us away from our husbands and taking us away from our wives. We're spending far too much time in these churches, and our relationships are falling apart because of it. And when it comes to having a minister to minister to the couples about the relationship, they're never there, or they don't have the proper whereabouts to counsel those couples. And when it comes for financial need, they're not there either. So we are doing far too much in these churches that we could do at home in our spare time. And I want to say that the briefing needs to take place now, that you must replace something with something else. You can't just take Christianity out without replacing it with something else. We are going to have to put our heads together and realize that the book is what we gave to other societies who needed chastisement and who needed to be civilized. Now, how in the world could someone turn around and give us the book back and present it to us as something brand new? Wake up, people. Wake up. You've been asleep for a long time. You've been anesthetized. It's time to wake up and realize that we have never needed a religion, that our religion grows up in us, and that we're the living Episcopals, and church is within you, as long as you know how to sit and discover the Godhead that lives within you. Now, we're going to be talking more about debriefing ourselves from Christianity and talking about debriefing ourselves from religion in general and creating our own spiritual found religion that talks about us being a spiritual one, because we know spiritual teaching is eternal and the natural is temporary. Let's come out of the temporary and go into falling more than a refugee, and we don't even know it. And we don't even realize that some of the stuff that we're learning is making us less than a human being. But we've got to guide ourselves into positive thinking and looking at universal laws and laws of attraction, all those things we've got to apply. There's too many of us who are suffering spiritually through mental confusion, and too many of us that don't have the connection to bring ourselves out of this particular crisis. And young people are falling more and more prey into psychological disorder as they're unhappy and wanting to take their lives. Anytime a religion pressures you into taking your life and wanting to give up the ghost, then that's not a religion for you. And there's some religions out there on suicidal watch. And for you who are out there tampering around with those religions, and if they're on suicidal watch, you get the heck out of there, because that's something that's going to tear you apart and break your will. And our black people are experiencing far too many crises with anxiety because we're not happy and because we're very sad about the condition. We once had conditions worse than this, and we never came to a conclusion to mentally want to take our lives away because of our unhappiness. We've learned how to make ourselves happy. We know what it is to put spirit back in us again. Now let's come to our senses and realize that we used to go in the backwoods, and that was church, and that's where we conjured up the spirit. You do not need to be in a chapel to bring God forward. God is existing and ruling and abiding within you. You only need to wake up from this slumber and start realizing that we have to debrief ourselves from this man-made traditional religion, and we have to give it back. We have to embrace our African spirituality. And as we do that, we will come into contact with the real Godhead who exists within you and I. Now, let's not forget about that as we begin to go out of here. And this is our 4th of July celebration. Thank you for sitting with Omi and talking about debriefing ourselves from religion. Thank you for being a part of this evening. We've celebrated this evening. We've had good food, fellowship with good brothers and sisters, and the sky is still smoking. The sky is still beaming with all the stars of strength. We know that back on this day, we also know that June 15th was the day that African Americans got the message. However, or June 19th, however, we're still celebrating because we're creatures of habit, and we would like to celebrate on the 4th of July. And that's what we've been doing, ladies and gentlemen. But don't forget about the topic that we discussed this evening. It is definitely something you need to look into and need to further understand that the reason why we haven't gotten any higher is because we cannot move up on dead religion that has no power and no esteem. You've got to deal with something stronger, and that is spirit. And spirit will take you high, yeah, yeah, yeah. So let's get on the spirit today, and let's go out of here with Languages of the Flock. Thank you.